We're back with another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, and brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Well, today the topic, again, is baby boomers. And there's a lot of us out there. I'm one of them. 10,000 of us will be turning 65 every single day between 2011 and 2029. But this year is a milestone year because in 2014 is the year when the last of the baby boomers turn 50. So, Catherine Collinson, the president of the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is again with us here in the studio. And Catherine, let's talk about them because the baby boomers are crossing the mid-century mark, yet few have any intention to retire anytime soon. What's going on?
Well, Greg, baby boomers were born to be wild. And being one myself, I'll add, our retirement is going to be even wilder compared to our parents' generation. The bottom line is 65% of baby boomers plan on working past age 65. And we baby boomers are going to prove to the world that retiring and working are not mutually exclusive.
Okay. And that has to do, I suppose, with health, with different attitudes. I mean, I think about my grandparents when they were in their 60s and, you know, they seemed old back then when I was a kid, mind you. Is it perception or is it just different attitudes?
Well, it's different attitudes. And we are going to have a very active retirement or entering our 60s. Most of us plan to work either because we want or need the income or health benefits. But many of us also want to work because we want to stay involved and we enjoy what we do. So there are multiple reasons and benefits for doing so.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the need aspect, because I think that's probably also what's driving this. Baby boomers, I've heard you say, need a reality check because they might not be on the course to a sound and secure retirement.
Well, the truth is, yeah, a lot of baby boomers haven't saved enough for retirement. And I want to give us a little credit. Our generation, we were born into a generation where there were paternalistic defined benefit plans, traditional pensions, and 401ks hadn't been invented until many of us were already well into our careers. So we didn't even have the opportunity to save in them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what should baby boomers be doing to be more proactive while they continue to work in meaningful ways and keep going, also make sure that they're putting enough away for when they actually do retire?
Well, with baby boomers' expectations of working longer and retiring later, we need a reality check. Our research asked baby boomers what proactive steps they're taking so that they can stay in the game, so that they can stay in the workforce past 65. And we found they're not doing enough.
Okay. What do they need to do?
Okay, well, the first thing is we've got to stay active and healthy so that we can keep working. The world is changing fast, and we've got to keep our job skills up to date. And then the last thing is many of us who want to keep working want to shift from full-time to part-time, but a lot of employers aren't accommodating that. And you got to check if your employer will, because if they don't, it's time to seek outside opportunities.
Once again, keep going, but have a plan and make sure that it's realistic. Catherine, as always, thanks for the good advice and all the insights you bring. That's all we have time for. I'm Greg Tucker for ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you here on WYPR, your NPR news station.